Warning, the following program may contain profanity, racial slurs, ethnic slurs, religious slurs, sexuality slurs, memes you don't get, memes we don't get, slang, nudity, innuendo, puns, song and dance numbers, nerdosity, drills, chills, and...
Fire! Us, Tarakusha!
Mish, the Fecomancer.
The Fecomancer.
Fecomancer?
Fecomancer.
Actual Fecomancer.
Yes.
Okay. Why not Fecomancer?
Because Pyromancer, yeah. Necromancer, Chronomancer.
Fecomancer. Yeah.
You usually put O's in
Hydromancer.
Hydromancer?
Hydrothunder.
Galvanomancer.
Galvanomancer.
Nalomancer.
Boozomancer.
Kevin, stop playing your goddamn DSOmancer.
Boozomancer.
Boozomancer.
You were taking a shit.
Yes.
Fecomancer.
Taking a schlitz.
Chimpokomancer.
Chimpokomancer?
Mancer-mancer.
Manceromancer.
Manceromancer.
Majomancer.
Magimancer. I guess you could also do an I in front of it.
Magimancer?
Mm-hmm. I can't think of any good ones aside from Magimancer, but... A mage who mages.
What did you put that's an I in front of it?
Magimancer.
Dude, anything that ends in a G, because if it was an O, it would be a hard G.
Okay, I just came up with my Juggalo name. Fakomancer.
Fakomancer?
Yes!
Josh, a.k.a. Well,
we got
Fakomancer.
A 2 meter for your butt cheeks.
Josh, a.k.a. the Fakomancer.
Oh my god.
Come here, bitch, I got something for your butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Shove that in there. I am Mitch, a.k.a. the 40.
And I'll be wearing fucking, what are these called again?
Sunglasses?
Sunglasses?
No, the style.
Aviators?
Like, aviators, yeah. Wearing some aviators with, like, fucking clown makeup on and a bathrobe.
So
the Fakomancer.
So you just wake up and not dress?
That is all. All
right.
Because I'm the goddamn Fakomancer.
So wait, you just
have a clown face painted on my dick?
So you're saying that you'd wake up and change nothing?
No.
No, I put on clown makeup.
Josh. One of those clown noses over your dick.
With a clown face painted around my crotch. Have a cleft chin of my nuts.
It's like your Jay Leno.
Yeah. With a bigger nose.
Not Jay.
No, a bigger nose.
Jay Leno wearing a bathrobe. He doesn't normally do that.
No, because just my crotch is Jay Leno.
Clown, I was talking about your whole get up.
Oh, no. Just
I was
going
to say, just like Jay Leno, but with the bathrobe.
Yeah.
Right. Just like Jay Leno. He has a picture of himself on his crotch when he's wearing his bathrobe.
No, because I don't ride motorcycles.
Good point.
Yeah.
Why not? You should.
I don't like motorcycles.
He spent all his money on Faygo.
I spent all my money on Faygo and bitches.
I spent
Faygo and bitches.
I spent all $3 I had on Faygo. I got 3 2-liters.
Hey, Webb, you're not getting crunked tonight.
You aren't.
What is up with that?
Well, to be perfectly honest.
Okay.
I'm too goddamn lazy to get up and go get something.
Okay.
We had to trade off the liquor card tonight.
That's fine.
Which, for those who can't see me, I decided to celebrate
just
tonight.
Fucking everyone.
You can see me.
I can't see shit.
And we know Kevin's not paying attention.
I'm too goddamn crunked right now to see shit. I'm too sober to view this podcast.
I decided to
put on these glasses, and you can view it in 3D.
Put on your glasses.
So
he's drinking a 40 of Schlitz. He can't fucking get to it yet. That's what the fuck is going on. His goal tonight, before the podcast is finished, is to finish the Schlitz.
Chug it right now. Chug the whole fucking thing.
No, he ain't gonna be doing that. We don't want him spitting on his fucking computer.
You're gonna have to piss at some time.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Webb is here.
I'm gonna take that risk.
He's not drinking. Kevin's here.
I am drinking. He's just Sprite.
Fuck off! You're not drinking. Kevin's here. I can't tell if he's DSing or not.
I'm not DSing.
Okay, because his hands are
on his dick.
Okay. All right.
We accept that. We don't accept DS.
We
either.
Accept that indeed.
There, I mean, it's hard to tell the difference. Both his dick and his DS are black.
Yeah.
And have two screens.
And, four and
you can touch them.
And they're in 3D!
That's a D-pad, too.
The D stands for dick?
Yep.
But,
it's a dick pad!
Yay! And I think we've reached our quota for dick jokes for the podcast.
No, we've...
Which means we only have more to go!
We reached a quota.
We reached a quota. We haven't broke the record. Or set the record.
I wonder what a record is.
I don't know. I don't want to go back and listen to all the episodes to find out what our dick joke quota is.
That's what our fans are for.
That's what our millions and millions of fans are for.
So in case you hear this and you're curious about that, send us an email.
Yeah.
Curious.
Fuck our shit up.
If you're bi-curious, send us an email.
Fuck our shit up with information. Bitches.
Yes. Yeah. So, Web.
With information, bitches?
Yeah, dude. I love information bitches.
Dude, that's what I'm going to start calling librarians.
Information bitches?
Bitches.
Yo, data bitch, get here.
No. A data bitch is different than an information bitch.
I prefer my data bitches.
Actually, wait, no. I guess a data bitch is a type of information bitch.
Right.
Because, like, librarians are book bitches.
Right. So you got the book bitch, you got the data bitch, but they're all info bitches.
Yeah. Data bitches are, like, the bitches that run servers and shit.
I think we're channeling shit.
What's the bottom bitch of a data bitch then?
I don't think that...
No.
Because then you have
this
to be... Then you have to be a digipimp. Digimancer. Digimancer would be
one. Yeah, like I said, anything that ends in a G.
Damn it.
Because...
I'm already a fecomancer. I can't become a digimancer because I'm already a fecomancer.
And I'm a fagomancer, so that's...
Damn.
What kind of
mental class?
I could, but I have to spec
level 4 Fecomancer, level 1 Digimancer.
Yeah, but I have to respec, and that's just annoying.
So, what kind of mancer are you, Webb? Are you a bromancer?
That sounds right. So, Kevin, what kind of mancer?
Yeah. I don't know.
Good job, Kevin.
That's you gotta make
way to not disappoint the podcast.
Orientstromancer.
I was going to say Orientamaster.
I think that sounds really fucking cool.
Astromancer?
Gastromancer.
Yeah, not Astro.
Yes. Gastromancer.
Yeah, but then he could, like, just be
extra
like...
Extra powers, man.
It does. It allows
me... Yeah.
It opens up a subclass of gas attacks.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Methane manipulation.
So you're a gastromancer with fecal specialization.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So I could, like, bend someone over. Like, say, Kevin, bend over... Take a Zippo. Chaotic Flame!
Burn the cinder. Gastro Chaotic Flame! Shit, my Zippo's not catching. Let me try my Bic.
No.
Chaotic Flame!
No, what happens is it's like the Sing a Machete. I open up my coat and there's just like hundreds
lighters.
Of lighters. Hundreds of lighters in my coat.
I got my Zippos, I got my butanes, got my Bics. Flick the Bic!
Oh shit, what was
that? He just carried around the spare Kevin. Just pull down his pants. Untamed Wilds.
Oh, bad mental. Oh no.
Or we pull
engulfing flames.
Yeah, okay, that makes it better. That makes it better.
Why is it braided?
Okay. You put a weave in it.
Okay.
Shit, Josh, quick, stick a Faygo in there. Save this.
Faygo attack.
Faygomancer.
I don't think I would imagine that anymore, man.
Faygomancy, go! Form of 2 meter in butt cheeks. That's how that power works.
Oh, wait, yeah. It's not really a 2 meter.
Play the waiting game.
Kevin, by the end of the episode, we're going to figure out what kind of a mancer you are.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
He's a fagomancer. Done.
Before then... Oh, shit, we can't talk about Sucker Punch because Kevin went there. Or didn't go there.
Didn't go see Sucker Punch.
Doesn't mean anything to me. Don't worry about it.
Kevin's, doesn't go to theaters to see movies much.
Not very often, yes.
See? I made a statement that I assumed was true but didn't know if it was true, so I looked at him first. Or after. First thing after I said it. And then he confirmed it, so apparently I was right.
That's why the fact that you're justifying it funny. I
was... This was a legit thing to do, I promise.
Like, no, I don't believe you.
People do this.
It was one of those things where I realized...
See, you're doing it again.
What
justifying things?
Yes.
Well, if I don't justify it, who will?
That's a good point.
You guys won't. You don't help me justify a damn thing that I do.
Like, you've got the aviator's shades, and you're slamming down, like, the, window blinds.
Yes, I am! I really want it to be, like, a cane, and that's to have, like, a hard floor, so, like, every time I hit it, it, like, wraps a little bit.
You need just, like, a white suit on.
Bathrobe.
White. The white pimp robe.
Phagomancer powers come from my pimp cane!
Your pimp cane is actually just a...
With a little bit of flint on the bottom, so every time I slam that shit on the ground, it makes sparks.
No, no, no. Yes. Your pimp cane is actually, like, an 8-liter.
No. It's a pimp cane with a crunk goblet on top. With a little squirt gun attachment.
I was gonna say, just make, like, a cane...
so I can squirt bitches.
I just like the idea of...
with Faygo.
Well, we'll squirt whatever is in your crunk goblet.
Which is
so Faygo.
Yeah, because I'm a Phagomancer, apparently. Which, I've never had Faygo.
It's actually
not bad. To the best of my knowledge.
It's also not that bad.
It's not bad for the price.
Yeah. I mean, you're spending, like, what, 79 cents for, like, a liter of it? Or something? I can't remember.
Ish, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but, I mean, it's soda.
You get an excessive amount of shit for the super cheap price, and considering the price, it's not bad. Objectively, it's not good.
But if you only spend like 79 cents, and you need something to wash down the 40 you're
drinking.
It's
the soda version of malt liquor.
It kind of is, actually.
Except Juggalos drink it, and most Juggalos is not black.
It's cheap, it doesn't taste good, but you don't care because it's cheap.
Yeah.
And Mitch likes it.
Faygo?
Yeah.
Are we talking about Faygo or malt liquor?
That's the things that they have in common.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Maybe you should combine them together and see what happens.
No. Malt Faygo. Faygo brand malt liquor.
I don't think you understand. I would be shitting a storm.
Schlitzing a storm.
I'd be schlitzing a storm. So.
Sucker Punch.
General impressions. What did you think? We'll start with
Josh. I enjoyed Sucker Punch. Excellent. I thought it was a good movie. I read an article on it where they were talking about how it was also, like, somewhat subversive feminist propaganda.
I didn't catch that at all.
Well, you wouldn't, because it was subversive.
It wasn't that subversive, I thought. I mean, it wasn't like feminist the movie.
Well, yeah, that's exactly the point, is that it's
this feminist band of females stand up for their rights and try to free themselves.
And then get slapped down by a man.
Granted, four of them die.
No, no, no.
And the other ones...
Three of them die, and the other one gets lobotomized.
Spoiler, everyone who hasn't seen it yet.
Fuck off, this isn't going to come out for like at least 3 weeks, so...
Yeah, that's a good point.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert, the movie we saw 3 weeks ago from now.
Spoiler alert, from here on out, we're not going to give spoiler alerts. If shit happens and you get spoiled, I don't fucking care.
If you didn't see the movie on opening night, I don't love you.
Yeah.
So you're not worthy of a spoiler alert.
Well, because really, think about it. We're only going to spoil movies that we saw on, like, midnight releases anyway.
Yeah, probably.
So...
Or the weekend they came out.
Because, I mean, the only movies we see nowadays are ones that we see at midnight releases.
No, I... Had Priest come out Friday, like Zach thought it did, for some reason...
Yeah.
We were going to see it Friday.
Okay. But when does it come out?
Comes out next month.
That's... That's a little
it comes
off.
Out either April or May, not March. It is currently March.
Right.
I'm giving a time frame for listeners. Oh. I understand that you guys know what fucking month it is.
Also, I'm...
Wait, what?
Half buzzed right now.
What?
I spent a month making this? December
1998. 1990X, there we go.
The bowl on the cap shines, that's funny.
You haven't even, like, gotten below the part where it's, like, no longer known. And you're already finding stupid shit funny. You're the lightest weight
drunk. He gets drunk off of one half of a beer.
Yeah, I know. This does not bode well
for the rest of the
podcast. But it's okay, because I know how to stop the podcast.
Excellent. Yeah, just as a precaution, I taught Josh how to do it. Just
yes, teaching me things. Knowledge is power.
It's also very straightforward. There's a fucking stop button.
Actually, apparently I pressed the play button to stop things because Macs are fucking tarded.
It is kind of strange the way you have to stop it.
Is this GarageBand?
Mm-hmm.
I described it to someone earlier today as the program you want on a Mac,
That looks very straightforward to me.
Be able to do
just in case
recording stuff and editing of recording stuff.
Yeah.
It's also a lot simpler than the things you'll do on a PC.
Yeah. Because they simplify it.
Yeah. Because it's a Mac. That's
what they do. I don't
fucking talk about stuff. I don't listen to you.
Yeah, I don't fucking care what you were thinking.
Dude, I have a Mac.
Fuck you.
I have a Mac, but I also have a PC. In fact, I have more PCs than I have Macs.
I do too.
Well, technically, I have more computers than I have Macs, but that's not the point.
Me too.
I have three computers.
Me three.
One of which I really need to hook up, but I need an extra keyboard and mouse for that.
I have 12.
I have a laptop.
You have an extra keyboard and mouse?
And no Mac.
For mouse.
More.
I might. I don't think I have an extra keyboard. But this one was like $100.
Yeah, say I can get them really cheap.
Yeah, like
my discount on will probably be like stupid.
Oh no, like if you can get them for less than 20, go to Intrex.
I can probably get them for less than 20.
Excellent.
Because I've got an extra monitor that I just need to hook up.
Mac. If you get a Mac that fell off the truck for less than 20.
Even then I think I'd still be paying too much.
Man, some Mac hate.
I
gotta roll into Mac
because
Daddy's
if it
house.
Fell off the truck, it's probably broken.
No.
$20 is too much for that shit.
You gotta roll into Mac Daddy's house.
Now you're calling yourself Mac Daddy? Okay, brisket.
Ah, yes, my nighttime name.
Your night name.
My night name.
Your streetwalking name is Brisket.
My name is Brisket.
It's just like that scene in Neo in Matrix, where he's like, "My name is Neo."
that scene in Neo. Fuck it, that's it. We're remaking The Matrix and just calling the fucking movie Neo.
May as well.
Except we're gonna call it The Neo, and we're gonna intersplice it with scenes from The One.
And Roots.
And Roots. Which,
my name is Neo.
Mr. Anderson.
Neo.
Mr. Anderson. Neo.
It's awesome.
You don't know Kung Fu.
I know Kung Fu.
That'd be as silly as hell.
What is The Matrix? Unfortunately, you cannot be told.
Whoa.
Like, really, they just need to have more whoa in that movie.
They have a lot of whoa in the movie.
No, they need more. Like, it really, like, every time someone said something that was not, like, look over there... No, fuck it. Even look over there. Should have been followed by if Keanu Reeves is in the scene going, whoa.
No, even if he wasn't.
That means you
otherwise, there's no reason for Keanu Reeves to be in the movie at all.
Other than going,
you
want to
be Bill and Ted instead of The Matrix.
Dude, I heard they might be making a third Bill and Ted movie.
Right, Bill and Ted's Excellent Matrix.
No, like a real sequel to Bill and Ted.
Just some programming.
Bill and Ted's Bodacious Matrix.
Well, like, apparently both Bill and Ted signed on.
No, see, they're not trying to free anyone. They're just trying to go after the girl in the red dress.
The only thing that sucks is George Carlin's dead.
Oh.
So they can't have Rufus. Which is why I say I should be Rufus.
Dude, they should have Uncle Ruckus.
See, who should be this?
I don't think he would be in their super future.
Josh should.
As Rufus. I could do it. Look. Here's my qualifications for playing Rufus. I'm bald, I have a beard, and I like to cuss. That's what George Carlin did. I can do that.
Yeah, but George Carlin was funny.
I have said shit that people care about.
Cool story, bro. So, about The Matrix.
Yeah.
We're totally in it right now, man.
Whacking people with your pimp stick.
That's right. My pimp blind closer stick.
You do kind of look blind right now.
I don't know why I'm mumbling
like,
when I'm apparently I'm blind and I'm also
blind with a numb tongue.
A blind Buddhist.
Home, I need to find home. We made fun of blind people. Yay.
It's fine, they can't hear. Oh wait. That's deaf people.
Shit,
that's deaf people and Amish, never mind.
I need a seat. Amish people will never hear this podcast unless they're on Rumspringer!
Who?
Rumspringer, okay, so if you're Amish,
right.
You do get a little bit of time when you can go and not be Amish.
Oh.
Before you have to come back and be Amish.
So they're going to specifically go out and find irondinosaur.blogspot.com.
Dude, it could happen! Like, a wandering blind Buddhist could tell them about it. And then, like, it's like, oh, cool, well, I'm going on this thing called Rumspringer, I'm like, go... Find the iron dinosaur.
I like how you're out, like, about posing as a blind, like, monk, just guiding random wayward Amish people dinosaur. Towards our podcast. That's the most backwards way to promote our show, and I love it.
And somehow that's how we become mega famous, because we get added to the Book of Amish.
Right.
I don't know if there's a Book of Amish or not. I'm assuming there's not.
I thought it was just the Bible.
Yeah, yeah. Probably.
Or so you know what I realized?
Pretty much the only ones that took the Christian religion and just, like, wrote more books and pretended they were real.
Sweet.
Pretended that they found them.
Yeah, didn't the whole thing start in, like, 1993?
The Book of Mormon?
Yeah.
Oh, it's much older than that.
Oh, okay.
Like, the printing press was a good thing. Like, it was an invention when the Book of Mormon started. Yeah. They were like, oh shit, printing presses. actually, it was probably later than that, because, like, America existed. And I think America existed after that.
So, Mormon...
It did exist after that.
So, Mormon really...
No, I mean after that.
You think it came into being after that?
Yes.
Okay.
The Mormons founded America. What?
Parts of it. Like, Utah.
Well, yes.
Utah.
I don't know if they found it, but they certainly colonized it.
Yeah, they fucking colonized the fuck out of Utah. They're like, hey, Indians, we're going to incorporate you into our religion. Can we have some land? And the Indians were like, I don't know what you're saying. Do you want some land? And they're like, sure. Also, here's some guns and disease.
Disease.
And that's how the Mormons became
disease
the Mormons.
Hugs.
Friend hug. You're quite sad. Friend hug.
I don't like poison.
He's just sitting, like, kneeling down in the corner at 1 HP, and he won't die.
No! Oh, that pissed me off.
Indian is no longer poisoned.
I was like, hey, if I just have him die, I can just revive him for less than what I would spend on this. Fuck! Not only did it cost more, but I had to, like...
Bit self-destruct!
I had to go, like, revive...
Why don't all Indians know self-destruct?
Why would I want my red mage to self-destruct?
I don't know.
Why do you call my red mage Indian, you racist?
Oh, fire water.
Honestly, I didn't even know you were talking about red mage. I was referring to Pokemon stuff, so... Completely coincidental. Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, my red mage was poisoned. So we're assuming he's Indian.
Sweet.
Yes.
I mean, explode.
I would... It'd be awesome if red mage exploded and just was slain.
Special attack.
So Extension. That way I could revive him.
Hey, Web.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing on your phone?
Texting Skip. We're sexting.
You're sexting Skip?
Speaking of which, okay, so I was at work today. Okay.
Wait.
I take a big old go first.
Yeah, Schlitz with your pinky out.
Alright, go.
Okay.
Because it's fucking classy.
Mama saw. So, New York Times. For those of you who are unaware, the New York Times is a very major newspaper.
It is?
Yes.
Awesome.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It's one of those newspapers that is everyone knows about it and is distributed around the nation. Yeah.
Web, I'm drinking Schlitz. I'm clearly not sophisticated enough or knowledgeable to know about this.
Front page of the New York Times.
Naked dude.
Okay, the whole situation with Libya and the revolts and all that shit that's actually very relevant.
Right.
In current events. Little box in the corner.
Right.
This big portion on the front page, an article about sexting. Sexting is more important than Libya.
Yeah, dude. Seriously.
Dude.
Like, you know how hard there's jack shit about Japan on there.
Look,
do you know how hard it is for me to masturbate thinking about Libya?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Look, I can't get Poon from Libya.
Yeah. I mean, you can, but God, you don't want it.
No, it's all blown up.
Yeah.
It's just like a chunk of vagina in the streets.
What?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Okay.
That was awkward. Let's move on.
Sexting, good or bad, you decide.
I once sexted Phil.
I don't think I've ever sexted anyone.
Well, I did it from, like, webs... Or, like, I knew that he didn't have
Wait,
my
who the
number.
Fuck is Phil?
Don't worry, he knows.
Okay.
So. So
fuck Phil is.
He's one of our friends.
Yeah, no, apparently.
I knew that Phil didn't have my number. So just screw with him one night. I got his number from Webb. I proceeded to just sext him. The problem was is that he started taking me up on it. I'm like, shit, this is getting freaky. I'm going to stop.
See, at that point, I would have stopped. I would have kept going until we publicly humiliated Phil.
No, then we would just meet and be like, wait, where's the black woman?
See, if you know,
I'm the black woman.
You know that him being publicly humiliated doesn't happen.
Ever. He once just unzipped his No, did he not wear pants to the concert, or did he just like leave him unzipped?
He was walking around a concert just with his pants, just his fly completely open. Not just his fly open, but like his pants ain't like open like that.
It's filled fat.
No.
How the fuck were his pants still on?
Belt, I guess.
Tape.
He was wearing
probably. We all had brightly colored duct tape.
Okay.
It's like I'm breaking two and his pants like always on the desk.
That's like the one time at Michael's.
We all duct tape like the name of the band on our crotches.
Oh, okay.
Then all of us took it off except Phil.
That was not strange.
No.
No, it wasn't. That's what I'm saying.
Dude, that's like the time at Michael's when like our air hose in the
we're doing it because we're
in the frame shop
the
broke.
Opening bands was just shit.
Yeah, I hate when the opening bands suck.
Opening bands always suck.
Shaker no, didn't. Not always.
That's true. Opening bands that aren't at rap concerts usually suck.
That's not true.
Really? I don't remember the name of
most
the band.
Of
that
bands
most concerts I've been to, opening bands, at least most of them were pretty good.
The opening band for the White Stripes when I saw them in Raleigh was good enough to where I bought the CD.
Oh, yeah, that did happen to me once.
Whirlwind Heat. Whirlwind Heat was the opening band for White Stripes.
Every
Great.
Concert I've been to, one of the opening band, where there's
okay.
been more
yeah.
than one
yeah.
opening band, one of them has always been shit. Generally, most of them were good, though.
Okay.
When we saw...
That's right, because Alcazar Hotel opened for... Yeah, there's always one band that sucks and one band that's really good.
When I saw Coheed and Cambria, both the opening acts
Ooh.
Were good. Coheed and Cambria?
Never heard of them.
Really?
Hmm?
You've never heard of Coheed and Cambria? You have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have, too.
Coheed and Cambria?
You heard of Cambria?
That's how most other people say it.
Wait.
Nope, still not heard of them.
Nope.
They're a really good band. You
probably
like
have.
Stuff. You
probably
just
probably just too drunk off of, like, two sips of malt liquor to
it's,
remember.
It's like I'm drinking
four
You're now below the dome.
I'm, like, down here.
I know. You're a little bit below the label. The top of the label, not the bottom of the label. You haven't gotten that good yet.
I still have 30 minutes.
Anyways, both the opening bands were good, but one of the opening bands, the only reason I think they were actually good was because we couldn't hear the singer. And the drummer was like this fat shirtless dude who was fucking going to town on those goddamn drums. Like, I mean, he was a fucking drummer, man. Like, he lost a stick at one point. He fucking kept drumming. I mean, this is not uncommon for drummers. But, like, instead of, like, just normal drumming, like, and pull the stick out, he finished the fucking song with one stick.
Shit.
That's awesome.
Like, fuck it.
Yeah, pretty much. And he was, like, standing up, going to town on that shit.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Dude, a good drummer.
And that's
when
it doesn't
nuts.
Even matter if you're good.
Yeah. And then the
like,
second opening band was, they are a somewhat known band. I don't remember the name of them now.
River City Ransom?
Mm-mm.
Awesome band, by the way.
Something kind of like that, though.
Oh, cool.
But they had an interesting kind of gimmick
Ransom?
Thing.
Scott Pilgrim, the movie, the band?
No.
Lake Town Ransom?
Yes. But they put mirrors behind them.
And they all were
So, like,
were
the audience
chaps.
Would see themselves.
Like assless chaps?
But the singer performed to the mirror audience, not the regular audience, which I thought was kind of strange.
He had,
but
he
it
was,
worked.
Like,
it was,
he was
it
a really good musician,
music.
But very shy.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I was like, okay, cool. He's this really good musician, really shy, but he found a way of overcoming that.
I like
Against
that.
All adversity, he triumphs.
I sort of like that, you know?
Then I was like, man, I'm way too vain.
We had mirrors,
have
I wear assless chaps.
Oh, totally. I wear just...
I think the whole band would have to.
I'd wear a fake butt.
What?
Yeah, it'd be black.
I like that.
Black ass motherfucker?
It would have a tattoo that says mom on it.
But it wouldn't show up that well.
Yeah.
You could read it, though.
No, not mom. It would have a heart with Mr. T written on it.
That's a little weird.
It'd have to be reverse Mr. T so they could see it through the mirror.
Yeah. So it's Mr. T backwards, TRM.
Right.
T backwards RM.
That's a long way to go for a joke.
I think that's just enough distance. Yeah. And enough speed.
Ha 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 ha!
Isn't that the cake song?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't really care. Fucking cake.
Yo.
I'd stick a 2 liter between my butt cheeks.
What?
And assless chest.
Oh, yes. So there is,
like, basically be wearing a thong over a 2 liter. Which would be kind of weird. Because it looked like you were taking a really big shit in a Fago bottle. It didn't have a label on it. Because it's just
actually,
a big brown thing coming out of your asshole.
I would wear a flesh-colored thong. Or, like, a flesh-colored Speedo. And just, like, tape the 2 liter to the back of it. And then assless chaps over
you
that.
You silly person.
And we've been playing, like, rock music.
I don't even care what we're playing at that point.
Fuck it, we're playing polka.
Polka.
Coming soon. Polka dub.
Ooh.
Polka dubstep.
Polka dubstep. That's a terrible idea.
No. Polka dub. My awesome idea for my YouTube video series of polka dub. It is a cool story, bro, goddammit!
What's going on, Brad?
Rah, 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 rah. I don't know why I'm so angry. I think it's the glasses.
I think so. They tend to increase your rage.
Ah, oh, rage! These glasses are +2 to rage.
Woo!
Okay.
Keep drinking, dude.
Hey, hey, Kevin, guess what? It's that time for you to come up with a good idea for us to talk about, so that way we don't have awkward silences.
Too late.
Oh.
Okay, things that are too late. A comeback career for anyone who was super popular in the 80s, but then got fat and then got skinny again. Janet Jackson.
Ooh, yeah, that's not going to be really good.
Oddly specific, but yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Although, apparently, I think Adolfo Shabodu Quanonis is still doing stuff.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
He's one of the guys breaking too.
Oh, okay. I don't think he got fat, though.
No, but he got, like, R&B.
That's fine. He didn't get fat.
Yeah, he did. With a PH.
No, I mean fat with an F.
Oh, well, that's different.
What else is it too late for? Duke Nukem Forever, maybe?
Oh my god, I thought that got pushed back again.
Yeah, oh well.
This episode will probably come out like...
I just find it hilarious at this point, I mean...
Quick, Webb, what is it too late for?
Love.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I'll drink to that.
No, actually, what the...
No, drop it now.
Mitch, I think you'll drink to anything at this point.
I'll drink to that.
There you go.
But seriously, though, a good Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Although I'd like it.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Good call. Hey, Kevin, what's it too late for?
Wasn't he in the Expendables?
He was in it, but he wasn't acting. I mean, he acted a little bit, but like, for 5 seconds.
He was the title character.
He just wandered on stage. What is this? Why am I in a suit?
Oh my god!
Oh my
I'm here!
Oh my god!
Feel me, I'm here!
Oh my god! Bruce Willis, what are you doing
Bruce
here?
Bruce Willis, and Mrs. Stallone, we totally own a restaurant together, but we have never been in the movies! Because they haven't, that was the first time they appeared on screen together.
Oh man, that's great.
Oh, how's your wife?
I don't know if I told you the story,
Ooh, so subject here, divorce Bruce Willis,
This is kind of on subject, so... My boss.
Your boss.
Yeah, he was saying at the Starbucks he used to work at.
In California?
In Raleigh, on B Street. But one of his co-workers there used to work at a Starbucks in California.
Oh, okay, sounds close.
And when she was working at Starbucks in California, Arnold Schwarzenegger came in.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, so he starts ordering, and he's just like, you know... Give me whatever kind of coffee and a blueberry scone and put another scone in there. He's like, oh, so you want two? No, just one. But put another scone in there.
Okay.
Our
he wanted a scone within a scone.
He wanted two scones, but only to pay for one.
Because he was Arnold Schwarzenegger and he didn't have enough money for that shit.
He probably didn't. He probably got there and was like, shit. I only have $4.
Dude, he had a card. Everyone in California has a credit card.
Maybe he forgot.
All of them!
Maybe. He probably owns a card.
Maybe not all of them.
There are no homeless
people. Usually, assless chaps don't have pockets on them, so it's
possible. They're not people.
It's San Francisco, absolute not California.
Absolute chefs are not people.
Also,
I meant Hollywood, California.
Webb,
not San Francisco.
Okay. Webb,
yeah, that's what I was saying. Okay.
Would you give Keanu Reeves credit?
I would.
Wait, give him credit?
Cards.
Yes. Dude's been in, like, some of the highest grossing movies of all fucking time. I will give him whatever he wants, because he's going to make me money.
You give him oral sex?
No, that's not going to make me money.
What if it did make you
money?
Well,
it could.
No, that's not going to make me money.
Hey, Keanu Reeves, pay me money and I'll give you oral sex.
Okay.
That will make you money.
I'll go find someone to give him oral sex for the money he pays me. Because I can probably find someone who would do it for free, and I would just get the money. At that point, it's like being a pimp. But I'm like Keanu Reeves' personal pimp. Like, where he just pays me to find things to suck his dick.
Things.
Yep.
Dude, okay.
Here's a chick. Here's a dude.
Here's a camel.
Here's a turtle.
Here's a pufferfish. Screw camel. It. Here's a vacuum.
Here's a flashlight attached to a vacuum.
I don't know what the fuck it is, but you can shove your dick in it.
Okay. Here's this thing I found out in the deserts of Nevada.
I just see him in the... I see him in the... He's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa. Oh, God, that's one of the creepiest things.
That was both a Keanu Reeves joke and a dick joke.
Ah!
High score. Combo. It was kind of a combo. Kevin, it's too late. Give us another category.
80s fashion.
80s fashion. I'm wearing aviators.
That's true,
that's
you
kind
are.
That's not 80s. I'm wearing denim shorts.
That's not 80s.
That's 90s.
What about...
Now it's 80s. There you go. Midriff and Daisy Dukes on a nude. That is 80s.
Oh, God.
That shit was acceptable in the 80s, too.
Acceptable in the 80s.
That's right. That was the best rendition of that song ever.
Yep.
Including the actual version of the song, which was kind of dumb.
I liked it, but it was repetitive.
Yeah. And not like Dan Lesac repetitive.
Who's Dan Lesac?
Look him up.
Can't.
Well, you can't right now, but later, at one point in a song, on the song Thou Shalt Not.
Right.
He has a line where Thou Shalt Not Make Repetitive Dance Music. Thou Shalt Not Make Repetitive Dance Music. Thou Shalt Not Make Repetitive Dance Music. Which he's doing while playing, like, it's a copy machine, and it's him coming out of the copy machine.
Well, that's kind of cool.
But in 2D, like, on the paper. Not, like, copies of himself.
Wait, you're hearing that?
Yeah, while you're hearing that. No, like, the video for the song.
Oh, okay.
Like, you're talking about the actual...
No. Not the actual music. The actual music doesn't go into your brain, give you this mental image.
But say, I don't have synthesis.
That's what I was saying. What you were saying didn't make goddamn bit of sense.
I didn't have synthesis.
It did once I explained it. I want a sword right now. I want to chop some things up with a sword.
All right.
So, what would you put on your tombstone?
Pizza. Pepperoni and sausage. Oh, I've been waiting my whole goddamn life to say that. Webb asked me what I would put on my tombstone. I think I would go with either... I think right now what I'd probably do is either he died doing the right thing or he took over the world a lot.
They still do that.
Because they're both inside jokes about things that I really like. Yeah, that thing doesn't look sharp at all.
It's not.
Yeah,
I actually tried to cut myself with it, and I couldn't.
Why does that logo look familiar on it?
Which one?
The one right here.
I don't know. That one should look more familiar.
Yeah,
it does. It's not sharp at all.
It's not sharp
at all. Get your Hanzo steel.
Mitch, since you're too drunk to say anything, I know what you put on yours.
What?
He's black, bad, scared of nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Kevin?
What? Put on my tombstone?
Yeah, what's written on your tombstone?
No. I would put Hope Rides Alone.
Okay. That's acceptable.
Yeah.
Actually,
and
I guess
I graffiti onto it.
Yeah, yeah.
In the grave! Wait, Hope Rides Alone into the grave!
Okay, out of those two things I picked, did I die a hero or live long enough to see myself become the villain? Because that would change my answer.
Oh.
Villain.
Then the other one, where he took over the world a lot.
A lot.
It's a reference to Buffy, because she
you
saved
mean,
the world.
Whichever one
a
of
lot.
Us dies first, I expect the other one to graffiti on the their tombstone.
That's fair.
Done.
Okay.
You're not part of this deal. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Doesn't stop me.
Fuck you.
I get to graffiti
hey,
your tombstone.
You know what's funny?
You're older, you'll die first.
You know what's funny? This is one of...
No.
Webb. I just remembered. That's
shit.
That's one of our two death deals.
What's the other one?
The other one is when we were watching Hard Boiled that one time, and we're like, okay, because after the tea house shootout, we're like, okay, if one of us gets gunned down, the other one is required to flip out and gun down the entire opposing.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin, get your camera. Take a picture of me right now.
We have multiple cameras. Let's all take.
You're at that side of the table. It will look more imposing from that angle.
But there's so much shit in the way.
I don't care. The point is to look imposing while also looking badass.
Wait.
And stupid. My camera's not going to work that well for you. Take the picture! It is getting too awkward. They've stopped talking and are taking pictures.
Yep.
I haven't taken pictures.
Oh, you took like a series of them?
Yeah, try to get
find them. The best one! Show it to me!
You want the best one? Don't
you take a picture of my crotch with my own camera? Fuck yes! I'm glad that's on my phone.
Okay, I guess you don't need mine then.
No. I still want that one. It's from a different angle and I am vain as all get out right now.
You are pretty vain.
Fuck yes on all angles.
Isn't that good?
I look like a goddamn hardcore ninja assassin.
Sure.
Okay, maybe not the ninja part. Maybe not the assassin part, but hardcore is a bitch.
You do look hardcore as a bitch.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Little bitch.
Little bitty bitch. Little bitty bitch.
Hardcore little bitch train.
Okay, enough singing and dancing. Yes. Time for some music.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. So, Webb, in lieu to my question earlier, whether you'd have a flying or burrowing fortress, what augmented your decision to the path that you chose?
Augmented? It wasn't really augmented at all.
I don't care. Why did you pick it?
It began as subterranean and stayed that way.
What augmented it from a non-existent thought into subterranean fortress?
You asking the question. The reasoning behind my decision, if that's what you'd like to know.
Yes.
That is what he would like to know.
Yes, if you happen to have that, I would be greatly appreciative.
I don't know, it just seems a lot more resistant to a lot of things.
That's true.
Yeah.
Which I like.
Because I was thinking subterranean.
It's not resistant to earthquake machine.
No, it's not.
Earthquake. Super effective.
That is one disadvantage to my fortress.
Take your ass
that
out
that yours does not have a weakness to.
Took you out with a Bulbasaur.
That is earthquake?
Mm-hmm.
Took you out with a Bulbasaur.
Because obviously Ash Ketchum is your main antagonist.
Yeah. No, I actually want to...
Or you're the antagonist and he's the protagonist. If we're going to get literary.
No.
No, we are going to get literary.
Perhaps.
Not Ash Ketchum.
You're right.
He's the
antagonist. Jake Williams as Ash Ketchum.
Perhaps he's the antagonist. I'm the protagonist that just sits in a fucking fortress during the duration of the novel.
But it's written from the antagonist's point of view.
I just like that this is a novel.
Wait. That means you're fighting Ash Ketchum. What? That means you're in Pokemon World. Which team are you?
Team Web.
No. It's gotta be more epic than that. The fuck kind of nigga just sent me a text message?
Put him on the air.
Some bitch!
Web, why? How the fuck did you send me a text message?
With a phone?
That I took the picture with?
Oh, you sent me the picture text. Okay, anyways, keep going. Web, name your team.
Oh, God,
it can't be Team Fuck, because that's not a noun. It needs to be a noun.
Old version nouns.
Yeah, I was saying.
No, I mean like a noun noun, not a everything's a noun noun. Yeah, no, I'm proud of that picture.
I'm far too drunk to even argue that.
I didn't say what you mean.
Good.
I don't. But I don't care.
Like Team Rocket.
One that when you look
Team
it up
plasma.
In the dictionary, it will say it's a noun.
Yeah. Rocket, Plasma, Schlitz. What's the other one? Rocket, Plasma.
Team Magma and Aqua.
Magma, Aqua. It's the one from Diamond and Pearl. Because we're nerds, we need to know this. Team, like, Galaxy or something.
I'm just going to start drinking you guys style.
Dude, you can team.
Actually, I forgot.
Web, just be Team Black.
That's true.
I want to be a bit more refined than that, though.
Team Negro?
Team Noir.
Yeah, fuck yeah, that's badass. Team Noir.
Team Noir.
Because it's like classy, but awesome, and evil.
That means all your dudes dress up as private detectives.
Yes, you have nothing but a team of Dick Tracys.
Damn. And team dames. Of dicks.
And dames.
Dames.
Dames. All kinds of dames.
Clad dames.
Dixie dames. Dirty dames. Daffy dames. All alliterated dames. You as them.
Data dames.
Data dames. They're the ones that man your computer arrays.
Mini. Oh, damn. This shit's for real.
Vast computer arrays.
Boss dames.
I'm jealous now. I don't have Team Noir.
I don't know if we can top that right now.
What's your team, man?
Fuck, man, I'm gonna top that shit.
Dude, his is obviously Team Yellow.
Come on now.
Okay,
yeah, because
right.
His favorite Pokemon is Pikachu. Just like Yellow version.
Is it really?
It's a video game reference.
Oh. What is your favorite Pokemon?
It's not racist, you shit.
Probably Vaporeon.
Really? Really? The fucking shittiest fucking Eevee evolution out of
No, the Flareon is the shittiest one.
No, Vaporeon. Because in the original version, it looked like an ass for a tail.
Well, a lot of them look like ass.
No. It looked like it had an ass for a tail. Not it looked like ass.
What's your favorite Pokemon?
Huh?
What's your favorite Pokemon?
Eevee. Bitch. Nah, not a valid choice.
The
fuck off.
Mewtwo.
Because it's pissed off.
Mewtwo's too emo.
Yeah, you're an emo faggot. Go die.
It's the fact that it had
drink six... more, emo boy!
It's the fact that it had six hyper beams, so I could, like, KO an entire team.
It couldn't have six hyper beams.
Yeah, it did.
It can only have four moves.
No. Six stocks of hyper beam.
Oh.
So I could just wipe out a team with just Mewtwo.
Whatever.
It's the fact that it was so goddamn powerful. That's why I like it so much.
Anyways, back to Kevin's team name.
It's the fact that it was a nuke and a ball.
Don't forget, you have a flying fortress...
That's true, my team is.
And you're from Detroit. Team Steel.
No, wait, this is Pokemon World. Detroit City.
Yes. No, Detroit Rock City. Team Clown.
I will say, if you did Detroit Rock City, it means everyone would be dressed as Kiss.
Yes, Team Clown.
I want to know about Clown, though. That includes Juggalos, so fuck those guys.
Team Clown! Come on, Juggalos would make the best team ever. They're fucking mooks. So they don't do anything. They have charismatic leaders.
That's true. They're also pretty goddamn incompetent. Like,
yeah, I know, guns. Right? Dude, Team Clown.
So that's your grunts, Juggalos.
Yeah.
Send them to die.
Instead of grunts, it's Juggalo Rick wants to battle. Juggalo Rick sent out Weezing.
Weezing used explosion.
No, Mr. Mime.
Juggalo yeah, Mr. Mime sent out Magikarp. Magikarp use Splash. It's ineffective. Fucking Juggalos.
Those are the only Pokemon they'll use. Mr. Mime and Magikarp.
No, and...
Magikarp that does not know Tackle.
No, they'll also use the Blackface one.
Jinx.
Yeah,
Jinx.
Blackface. Except they'll all be Juggalo painted. So they'll all have clown makeup.
Oh my god.
So it'll be Blackface with clown makeup of Blackface.
Because they're hipsters.
No, not because they're hipsters. Because they're Juggalos and they think it's funny. Alright, we have Team Noir, Team Clown.
Team Drunk Off Your Shit.
Maybe this is too much for you right now, Mitch. I don't know.
Well, I mean...
Team Booze.
I don't play enough Pokemon to really have a valid choice. So I'm.
It doesn't matter. You just gotta think of, like... A stupid, like, kind of get-up for your guys to have.
Oh, alright.
But I'm kind of jealous of Team Noir still. It's fucking good choice. Really like, Dick Tracy was kind of a joke, but, like, a bunch of them just, like, wearing fucking fedoras and trench coats.
Yeah.
With fucking, like, guns that shoot Pokeballs out.
I'm gonna go make the next Pokemon game.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Pokemon, America. I don't know what the other color would be.
Team Muscle.
Team Muscle.
And Muscle March.
Team Muscle March.
Yes. Muscle Panda wants to fight.
No, just be
team. So your team's goal is you try to kill Pokemon so you can extract steroids out of them.
Yes.
It'd be just Team Muscle.
Yeah, it'd just be like all the fighting ones.
Muscle Man Panda wants to fight. Muscle Man Panda sent out Spinda.
No, just Muscle Panda. It's not a man or a woman.
It's not okay.
It's a panda. Actually, I think it's a polar bear.
No, it's all different types of animals.
Oh, okay.
Because you're going to make this even better.
Ah, yes. Muscle Monkey wants to fight.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean...
Muscle Monkey Rick wants to fight.
Muscle Monkey Rick wants to fight.
Yes.
Muscle Monkey Riddick.
Muscle Panda Guillermo wants to fight. I don't even know how that works.
Wow.
I think that's probably too many names.
No.
Guillermo!
No, I'm saying.
Guillermo?
The other thing you could have is a cowboy theme team.
I don't think I could do a cowboy theme team.
What would your team be?
I don't know. I was thinking about, like, the only thing I can think of is, like, Team Hammer.
Hammer time.
Like, that hammer or...
No, just, like, Team Hammer where they just all have hammers. I don't know why. It'd probably suck.
That reminds me of...
I wouldn't be a good Pokemon villain, okay? Fuck. Like, that's one thing where I know I would not be good at it. I'm giving that one to Webb.
Alright.
Yeah, I'm letting Webb have
that. Webb sort of gets that one by a long...
Yeah,
Webb gets a... Webb is the best Pokemon villain.
Like, I mean, for Pokemon villain, you can't beat Underground Fortress with Team Noir.
No.
That's fucking... Like, no one beats that. Okay. Here it is. It's gonna be... Pokemon America and Pokemon Ultimate. Those are the two colors. America and Ultimate.
What?
And then what's the sequel version? Because each generation has, like, the sequel version. Like, red, blue, yellow.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Or, like, Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum.
Shit. Let's see. America, Ultimate, and... Fuck. Pokemon, fuck.
Yeah, I would really like them, in all seriousness.
Where, like, the third one's a porno?
It's not even a Pokemon
game. It's not even a Pokemon game.
It's just a porno!
It's the only one
then
to break...
Then you put in your 3DS!
It's the only
3D
one...
porno!
It's the only one to break tradition. Just like Yellow was the only one to break tradition of having the Pokemon follow you around. Makes perfect sense to me. I'm a goddamn marketing genius. That's how they say it in Mexico. Genius.
Really? Anyway, what are we about to say?
I don't speak Spanish, so that can totally be it.
I speak it, but I don't understand it. Like, I can't conversate in Spanish, but I can read the fuck out of it. Yeah.
Can you also speak it?
When I read it.
Okay.
I can pronounce things correctly, I just can't conversate in it.
Like, that's one thing.
Está el llama. Where
Spanish,
is the llama?
Spanish is a very, like, written and pronounced well language.
Yeah. It's easy to say shit in it.
It's pronounced how it's spelled and it's spelled how it's pronounced.
Yeah, dude. It's like one of the most phonetic fucking languages on the planet. Phonics. Get hooked on that shit.
French is pronounced how it's spelled.
But it looks dumb as fuck.
And that's about it.
It looks dumb as fuck. Louis... There's a fucking S in that. Say goddamn Lewis. You know what I'm talking about. You took French.
Yeah.
Goddamn French.
Well, they'll use them to make liaison to, like, connect it to the next word.
Yeah. But Louis? Really? Fuck that. That shit pisses me off. Like how the British invented island.
Another part of it that pisses me off.
Is it land? Yeah, I think it is land.
It is land.
The part of the thing that pisses me off, and this isn't just specific to French, but this is just a lot of languages in general. I hate gendered languages.
Like German?
Where nouns have... Okay, German's fucking weird. Okay, at least French, there's two genders. Masculine and feminine. Alright, those are legit genders.
German, throw the third one in there.
Masculine, feminine, and neuter.
Well, yeah.
And so...
Eunuch. It's a German word.
Okay, so, but, like, just the weird shit, nouns have genders that don't make sense. Like, some of them make sense, like,
vagina.
Man, well, yeah, vagina in French is masculine.
Yeah, that's right. That shit belongs to us, bitches.
Le vagin. In German, man is masculine. Boy is masculine.
Yeah.
Woman is feminine.
Uh-huh.
Girl is neuter.
Yeah. Because girls don't have sex, women do.
So
boys can have
sex. You would
sex.
Call a radish a she. Uh-huh. You would call a girl an it.
Uh-huh. Makes perfect damn sense to me. Also, I'm part German, so I guess it would. Or I guess it would.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Kevin. Topic. Go. Now. Ish. Not later. Now.
Chicken.
Chicken. It's fucking delicious.
Yes, it is.
Have you guys ever seen a movie called Porn and Chicken?
No.
No.
It's about this club in one, like, there's some Ivy League school where some of the, like, some people decided to get together on, like, Friday nights, eat fried chicken, drink beer, watch porn.
That sounds familiar. I think I've heard of it. I don't think I've ever watched
it. Yeah, it was a real-life thing, and then Comedy Central made a direct-for-Comedy Central movie about it.
That's what it was.
But it was funny as hell, because at one point they explained, like, they were doing a radio interview, and they were like, so, why porn and chicken? And they explained it thusly. Well, you see, fried chicken is delicious. And porn is video of people having sex with each other. And they were doing this wearing, like, beatnik outfits with fake mustaches.
Why did they have real mustaches?
Because they didn't have real mustaches.
We're sons of bitches.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is like, it was a really funny movie. I only ever saw it once, and it was on Comedy Central. I can't find it anywhere. I can't find DVD bootleg copies of it online. I can't find BitTorrents to download. Shit doesn't exist. But I know I've seen it.
Or she just
I know what you're talking about. I can confirm it, too.
Yeah, see? It's like Parker Lewis Can't Lose. Anyone? Anyone? Nope. Synchronized swatches? Fuck you guys. My roommate knew about it in college. Anyways, going on. Apparently I remember shit no one else does. I don't know why I'm getting agitated over this, but I fucking am. Can you hear it in my voice, can't you? Fuck off.
Jesus Christ.
I think he drank some of his...
Sorry, I started going on a rant there for a second.
No, you don't.
No, I don't need to. He's doing good, man. He's like fucking more than halfway done.
No, I'm good.
You fucking cunt. You're gonna stop. We have at least... Oh, never mind. We only have like 6 minutes for him to finish it.
Chuck.
I'm not going to tell you to chuck. I'm more of a friend than that.
I don't care.
Webb, you're his roommate. Fucking get him.
I'll just say that barbecue pork does not taste good coming up.
Did you just throw up in the bathroom or burp a lot?
The former.
Okay.
What? That means if you chug it now, there's no more barbecue to throw up. You're good.
Actually, there may be a little bit left. It may have gotten sloshed around while he was vomiting.
It will be doused in malt liquor. It's okay. Well,
then
Do it.
Don't be bile.
Dude,
that's
it's
terrible.
It's pork and malt liquor. You said you were blacker than me earlier. Prove it.
I don't see you drinking malt liquor.
I'm not throwing up malt liquor and pork, am I?
You're also not drinking malt liquor.
Bitch, I combine macaroni and cheese, pork, and french fries.
That just makes you gluttonous.
No. I mean, a little bit, but that's not the point. That doesn't make me gluttonous. That makes me...
Karen's not here.
Yeah, where
is... Darky.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was about to say, Taryn's not black. What are you talking about?
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, he's dark of skin in certain places, but he's not black.
Hell, half of either of us is blacker than Taryn.
Yeah.
And all of Kevin is blacker than Taryn.
Yeah, it's true.
It is. Fuck, I don't even remember what we're talking about now. It's too busy making fun of
porn and chicken.
Neither do I.
Oh, yeah, chicken, just in general.
Oh, porn and chicken?
I was gonna say, though.
Yeah, porn and chicken. Have you ever heard of the porn and chicken?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't remember what school it was at.
I've seen it.
The movie?
Yeah.
See, good! I knew someone else fucking saw it.
See, everyone here except for Webb has seen
it. I saw part of it, and I was just like, eh, and then stopped.
Yeah, it was funny. Okay, so you guys have seen Super Troopers.
No. Nope.
What the fuck?
Name a movie we've seen.
That just fucking, like, blew my mind that you guys haven't seen Super Troopers.
Nope.
Name a different movie than these.
Well, no, it doesn't matter because that's the only other fucking movie I know this guy from.
Oh.
Oh, did you guys ever see,
Nope.
No, he wasn't in that anyway, so it didn't matter. Shit. Fuck.
I like how Webb precognitively knew the answer to your question.
That's fine. Fuck it, I don't even care anymore. Or, Rocky.
What about Rocky?
I don't know, I just want to say it because it was a good movie.
Rocky was a good movie.
It was. It had like a rape scene and everything.
Did it?
I mean, more or less. Oh. Like, it gets really awkward when Rocky is like filling up a doorway.
Scenes.
Like, after he kind of like badgers Adrian into coming into his apartment. Then he just stands menacingly, he stands taking up almost the entirety of the doorway out so that she can't get by him. Like, there's a lot of scenes in Rocky where if you look at it from the wrong kind of point of view, you're like... That's not good. This can only get worse from here.
I don't know. I guess it's been a
big man time. Known as a leg breaker for a gangster, convincing a shy, bookwormish pet shop girl to come into his apartment, then not letting her leave.
Ooh.
It turns out all right because it's all true love and he's a tard, but... But still, damn, wait, that's kind of creepy looking. Like, for a little bit.
If you, I guess if you think about it, it's like...
Then at one point, like, Rocky and... who's the fat fuck tard con man guy? Pauly?
Joe Pesci?
No, Pauly. Which would have been better, I think, if played by Joe Pesci. But it wasn't. And so they kept having the same guy. But, like, at one point, Rocky and Pauly... Because Pauly's, like, drunk throughout the entire movie.
Right.
Like, he's always got his little fucking, like, whiskey bottle that he's hitting off of. They get into a fight in a meat locker. Like, verbally.
Right.
And then Rocky just gets pissed off and starts beating the fuck out of some meat. Not his meat. The meat in the meat locker.
So mad. Ah.
But like, and you're like,
coming in rage.
You're like, shit, if this wasn't a movie, he would have just beat the shit out of Pauly and left him there.
The freeze.
But like, it was a movie, so he had to like not hit that. He had to hit the meat instead of Pauly. Which arguably had...
It just sounds weird, I guess. He did not hit that. He hit the
meat. Alright, I'm gonna take the glasses off and see if I get less angry. Oh god, it's fucking bright in here! Shit!
Whose fault is that?
Oh, yellow tint fucks up my eyes. If you want to send us cool stuff or other comments or questions, go ahead and email us at irondinosaur@gmail.com. Otherwise, visit our site at irondinosaur.blogspot.com. Later, bitches!